It's 5:30. We're going to start our study session, and the first part of the study session is to interview for the Public Works and Parks Advisory Board. So we have two candidates, and just to explain to the council, one of the vacancies is until 2026, and one is to 2027. Is that correct?
The first one will expire at the end of this year, and the other one will be end of 2027.
Okay. So we have two candidates. First candidate is Dennis Olson. Would you please step forward?
Does this guy got any qualifications to serve the city of Blaine?
Thank you for coming, Dennis.
Yeah, I didn't get the information on questions.
Oh, okay. Anyway, I know you know them. Okay, tell us about yourself and why you'd like to be on the Public Works and Parks Advisory Board.
Mainly because I think there needs to be input from the public. At the present time, I'm not sure we older folks that are in current situations that we face. And maybe a little more information both ways would be helpful.
Dennis, could you raise the microphone a little so we can hear you better?
Just pull the whole stick, it'll move.
Just push it up.
Thank you very much for
helping. I thought I could talk on.
It's not school right now. Okay. The goals and policies of the park and recreation element of the city's comprehensive plan and the yearly adoption of the park's capital improvement plan, CIP, serve as the guiding documents for the Public Works and Parks Advisory Board's yearly work program. Describe how you would support the Public Works Department in prioritizing items on the work program and keep those items on task.
I think the important thing is to question and come to some conclusions as to this is what we kind of agree on. And at that point, I think that the group who reached some decision that's acceptable. I may not agree with it in total, but I think that's part of the system. It's that, yeah, it's okay to question, but then once you get to the questions and the discussion, that reaches agreement makes sense.
Okay. This board implements Robert's Rules of Order, parliamentary procedures to facilitate its meetings. Based on those rules, describe your understanding of how a board member that loses on a particular issue may still support the group, its work, and its decisions.
I think once the group has made a decision, that almost becomes incumbent on the members to support it. I think it's there probably is no advantage to raising a disagreement at this point that should have been done earlier. And that's not necessarily where we stand, what's going on, but after the discussion, I would feel comfortable with making an agreement to say, yeah, I think that's what we need to do.
Do you have any, for those who weren't on council when you were, do you have any experience with community boards or committees?
Yes. I was on a street committee, public works advisory committee, city council, the planning commission, the board of directors at the senior center, and they had me in there for a few days for the president.
Okay. Yeah. Awesome. If you were elected to the vacant board position, would you be able to regularly attend meetings and committee-related activities?
The only question I have would be the activities, because the dates for the meetings that I can plan for, sometimes me and my men don't necessarily agree. And I don't think I have a problem.
Okay, do you have any questions for us?
This group is going to meet once a month.
Mr. Gandhi? The group meets once a month?
It's every second Tuesday of every month.
And at that meeting, there will be, and I'm not familiar with the park, so this is something that maybe become more.
So it's basically combined for the Public Works and Parks Advisory Board. So they represent them, like, you know, both Public Works and Parks issues like recommendation for both of them now.
And is there available some source for the parks so they can get a little bit more understanding about what they're doing?
Yeah, we are currently working on the Marine Park Master Plan. Yeah, so the next meeting is scheduled for March 4th at 9 a.m.
I don't have any other questions.
Does anyone, other council members, have any questions for Mr. Robinson?
Thanks for coming out with us. It's nice to have somebody. I've got some experience coming in.
Say it, Eric. It's cold. Okay, we pass.
Thank you. Thank you for the offer. Okay. The next candidate is Sam Childers. Is Sam in the audience?
Hi,
Sam. Hi, Sam. Did you get the questions as well?
Yeah.
You have? Okay. So the first question is, tell us about yourself and why you'd like to be on the Public Works and Parks Advisory Board.
I just moved here at Christmas time from Arizona, and I one of the reasons I'm here is for the outdoor life, and I think being part of the board that's involved with letting parks and stuff would just be a really great experience.
The goals and policies of the park and recreation element of the city's comprehensive plan and the yearly adoption of the park's capital improvement plan serve as the guiding documents for the Public Works and Parks Advisory Board's yearly work program. Describe how you would support the Public Works Department in prioritizing items on the work program and keep those items on task.
Well, I've actually worked for quite a few nonprofits in involved in the capital campaigns. So I know, you know, how important it is to keep going to take your phases and your deliverables and make sure everybody's on the same page, and also keeping an eye on budgets and stuff like that.
Okay. The board implements Robert's Rules of Order parliamentary procedures to facilitate its meetings. Based on those rules, describe your understanding of how a board member that loses on a particular issue may still support the group, its work, and its decisions.
I don't have much experience with that. I've been on one board, and I know that, you know, if somebody proposes something and it's not carried or other people don't want to pursue it, they do have other things to pursue, and you can still support those other items.
Okay. Do you have any experience with community boards or committees?
I was on the Chamber of Commerce Military Veteran and Military Committee in Arizona, in where I live.
Okay.
So that's my main experience for like public forums.
Okay. If you are elected to the vacant board position, would you be able to regularly attend meetings and committee-related activities?
Yes.
You understand it's the second Tuesday of every month?
Yeah.
Are there any questions for the candidate from any council members?
Yes.
So were you in the service yourself?
Yeah, I'm actually a veteran of the British Army.
Of the British Army?
Yeah.
Oh, no kidding. Interesting.
Yeah. Yeah, I was in the infantry. But long story short, my husband was from Arizona and he wanted to buy a sports bar, so we went to Glendale, Arizona, and he bought a bar that's called Heroes, and it was for like military first responders and all that sort of thing. So part of my role was I joined the Chamber of Commerce, which was very close to the Air Force Base, and kind of got involved with them trying to, you know, do events for veterans and that kind of thing.
Mr. Nathan?
What do you see are the biggest challenges with separately with the Parks Department and what we have going on in Blaine, and then with Public Works, because those are two very different animals. And if you had like a magic wand to do something in the Parks Department, what would you want to see done there?
Well, it seems like one challenge that any group faces is funding. And so I was reading today the information where they talked about if you, you know, pursue well-run parks, you can qualify for state funding easier and that sort of thing. So, and it seemed like it's a really well-organized group already. I mean, I never heard of the park like until I moved here. And it seems like just like that high level of professionalism where, you know, you're going to get a lot of good results, qualify for more funding, and just keep developing it.
Sam, what parks are you familiar with in Blaine so far?
Lincoln Park, the parklets over by, I don't even know what the neighborhood is called, I just moved there. And I've seen like three parklets in my little tiny neighborhood already. And those are parks I've seen, the ones I walked.
Have you been down to Marine Park?
No, I haven't. I've had like sick children, icy neighborhood, but I would love to get there. I didn't even know there was a park up there.
Okay. So you have six children?
Sick.
Oh, sick children.
Yeah, I have 14-year-old twins, and they've been like trading off being sick since we moved here.
Thank you.
I had a question for staff. Was there a do you know, these boards and committees have any minimum residence time in the rules?
Certain do, however, the PWAB does not. Like Civil Service Commission does, just per state requirements. Well, but through
some require like a year or something in January. But if you're seeing this particular committee, someone could have moved here last week and start serving on the committee.
If my recollection from the code that was approved by council about a year ago, I believe that was the case.
Okay.
I have another question for you. What kind of parks or activities did you see where you used to live that you think would be benefit to Blaine?
It's interesting. I lived in North Phoenix, and there's I don't really like the desert climate personally. Like, it's just too hot. But there were actually a lot of really beautiful hiking paths, pretty mountainous where we live. It's very similar to here. Like, the hiking is popular, the facilities are, you know, well taken care of, and I think they're the only main difference. They have a lot of dog parks there, and they're really like, there's no grass, right? So it's just very structured with paths and, you know, the double doors to get in. I haven't really seen that here, but I live in a much bigger area.
To my knowledge, I think we only have two. Well, we have one dog park that I believe.
That's what I read, yeah.
Yeah, and Lincoln Park is an off-leash area.
Okay.
I don't know of any other off-leash areas.
Well, yeah, they kept, like, I saw them attached to parks all over. Like, it was just really well planned out, like, for people who want to take their dogs when their kids are playing. Mm-hmm. It's good layout.
And what neighborhood do you live in?
Right now?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what it's called.
What's the street?
It's the section of the town where the train tracks go in front of it.
Oh.
And then the neighborhood is on the water, as opposed to the rest of the town where the train tracks are between.
Are you on Peace Portal?
I don't know what it's called.
Is there even a name for that neighborhood where Alicia Rule and Alex Wayne?
Where all the little parklets are.
Drayton Reach.
Drayton Reach? Sure. Oh, yes, because of the new development there, we call the whole area Drayton Reach.
Yeah,
it's
on the right on
the harbor.
That's right.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah,
it's good here. I was going to ask you, the short time that you've been there, have you seen anything physically in the neighborhood that relates to public works that you feel would need attention?
Not really. I mean, I've never seen a park that before, and I can't get over how cute they are. And the fact that anyone went to any trouble to organize such a small space for public use and have, like, parking spots and for, like, one bench. Like, it's such great planning for such small amounts of, like, area so that people that don't live there can go and experience it and see all the, like, great views.
Any further questions? Okay, thank you very much then for putting your name in and coming forward to interview. We appreciate that.
Thank you.
I think that's the end of the study session. Before I close the study session, I just have one question for the council members that are here. I just had a discussion with the clerk, and there is a Chamber of Commerce annual luncheon on Thursday. So I need to know if there are any council members planning to go.
Which Thursday?
This coming Thursday.
Possibly.
Mother, Richard, no?
I will have to check my schedule. Possibly, yeah.
The reason is only three of us can go.
Oh, yes.
Otherwise, we violate. This is why I asked Sam. Sam said if we were in a big audience and there was a meeting with people up front,
that's
we'd
a great
be okay.
Time to discuss this,
but this is a lunch and we'll be sitting around a table. It will be a problem.
So are you going for sure?
I thought I would go because I haven't gone for a few years.
Okay, so you and Sonia are going, and one other council member could go without. Now, four or five could go if we just don't sit together and discuss the business of the city, right?
It's just it's at one big table, I think. It's in the Palmer Room, I believe, at the golf club.
Oh, I see.
At what time is it?
At noon.
No, I won't be able to.
In the past, we've been at separate tables, big round tables.
Yeah, but the Palmer Room is
small.
It's small. There may be a bunch of little tables. That's what they usually set up. Again,
we couldn't get all those people at one table.
No. Except they have in the past for events done one big long table, and that's what I was concerned about.
So it's great to have a goal of having no more than three council members, so then we don't have to.
If either of you plan on going, you need to make a reservation.
Yeah.
I'll look at that. I'll look at my schedule when I get home. But it sounds like it's just the two of you are the only two we know for sure are going.
Yeah, I was planning, as I say, I haven't gone for
weeks. Well, that's true. So, for one, I'll check my schedule on that.
Okay. Yeah, so, all right, and we'll ask Mike and Ryan. I don't think, if they are, I mean, I'm quite happy just to battle if somebody else would rather go. Okay, so I will adjourn the study session at 5:49. So we will start our city council meeting at 6:00.